Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, you can sit there and say, well, he'll never get his money back, or he was selfish, or, like, as a player, you get the business side of this thing. And, you know, those contracts might as well be written on toilet paper because that's what they're worth from the player's standpoint. The players, whatever guaranteed money you get, that's it. They'll cut you at any time. And I can't tell you how many times. And, hey, listen, you know, you're a warrior when you're playing hurt, when you're under contract. And as soon as you're up that year, it's like, hey, you didn't play as well last year. We're going to have a pay cut. And you either take the pay cut. Why? Because they can. And it happens all the time. So, you know, when we get angry with players for holding out and you say, honor your contract, just understand on the business side that the organization never honors their contract.
What's on tap brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Mark Schlereth on Fox Sports, and that's just a part of the fallout from Le'Veon Bell decision day, 4 o'clock yesterday. Bell's landmark decision to forego $14.5 million. No one has ever refused that amount of money on 1 year and just said no or balked at an entire year salary when we're talking about a salary that's as large as that, that's as big as that. And the two of us have been looking at, reading, hearing, listening to a lot of the reaction to Bell's decision, what former players are saying, what current players are saying. You're going to hear some of that. What our listeners said yesterday in the 2 hours after Bell stayed away. What's been written by people who cover the NFL. And what Mark Schlereth said there, I think is so far one of the things I've noticed and probably one of the things I've felt like I wanted to talk about the most, Chris, since Bell elected to stay away. And that is the former player argument that Bell is not the bad guy. That what he's doing here, what he's done, he shouldn't get vilified. He shouldn't get criticized. He shouldn't become public enemy number one in Pittsburgh. He shouldn't become looked at as, you know, a hated player. Don't burn his jerseys. Don't boo him. Don't give him the proverbial middle finger because he's making a business decision and he should get credit for that. He should get credit actually for having the courage to do something like this. So I heard that and I thought it was important to start the show with because there are not a lot of people in Pittsburgh who agree with Mark Schlereth.
Well, so that clip right there, not a lot of people agree with him here, which is not surprising for obvious reasons. People's interests are aligned with the team's. I read that, or I heard that as, yeah, lauding the guy for having the guts to do that. But to me, what Mark Schlereth did that's a lot more instructive there, Pony, and a lot more relevant maybe, is made it very clear what the team side of this is in business and how teams, not just the Steelers, because people think the Steelers are like above everybody, the Steeler way. Every team operates this way. And people don't think about it in these terms because you root for the team. When the team cuts a guy that you've been saying for a year, man, he's really slipped off, you say, good, right? Because you want the team to do well.
Yeah, I wanted them to cut Mike Mitchell.
Right. So did I. I wanted Mike Mitchell to be late for the game so maybe he wouldn't play last year again. All that stuff, right? So everyone is happy when that happens, especially if it's a guy you don't like.
Yeah,
not good.
I didn't say honor Ladarius Green's contract.
Correct.
Honor Lamar Woodley's contract. Honor...
No one
Mike
does.
Mitchell's contract.
No one does.
You know, I'm not saying honor Bud Dupree's option. I'm saying get rid of guys if they don't live up to the contract's worth or value. That's what I'm saying. That's what I do.
Schlereth there resonates with me. What he said resonates with me, and what you just said there, that's how you're viewing it. Like, I just wish, I guess, at the end of the day, people that are this mad at Le'Veon Bell would at least acknowledge that they are completely ignorant of one side of this. That they totally support the team being as cutthroat as they feel they need to be and never support the player basically acting in kind. At least acknowledge that you understand on some intellectual level what is going on here and what the dynamics are. That's what frustrates me the most. People get so wrapped up in the emotional component of this and how frustrated and angry they are at the running back. Oh, and if I hear, I'm going to vomit. If I read or hear another, hey, anybody out there could retire on $14.5 million. Thank you. I didn't know that players make a lot of money for their very rare set of skills and the risk that they assume. Just acknowledge, if you're a person listening, that the team does this too just as often, they act just as ruthlessly, and that they are acting in their own best interest when they do so. And so, that you as a fan always will side with the team because you root for them before any player.
So is Bell the bad guy?
No.
What is he then?
He's a guy who did, maybe, you want to quibble with me, did he strategize and carry this out the best way? I think there's a lot of discussion to be had there. I don't even think I, as a supporter of him, would necessarily say he did everything right here, strategy-wise. But no, he's a guy who decided he was going to do what he thought was best for him and did it. And he's a guy who they thought he was bluffing when he said he would sit out the whole year. Holy crap, he stuck to his guns. He showed what he did more than anything else, what he has put himself out there as, is a man, stupidly or not, of incredible conviction to actually say, if you tag me again, I will sit out the whole season. Then to actually do that is astonishing. And I can say astonishing because when's the last time it happened? Sean Gilbert, 21 years ago. He blew out the entire 97 season. Then, as you said yesterday, he got paid the next year.
Yeah, he broke the record for defensive contracts.
The gumption Bell had to do what he did there, I think is laudable just because we never see it. I mean, aren't there people that you've seen in any walk of life, Pony, who have a conviction about something? And whether you agree with their conviction on whatever the matter is or not, you admire how much conviction they have for it? Like, I admire people, even if I don't agree with them on some matters,
but there's
if they have tons of conviction about it.
There's a fine line between conviction and stubbornness.
I think one goes in, you know, I think they kind of go hand in hand here. You can't be convicted.
Is he convicted or is he stubborn?
I think he's convicted to his cause, and that requires stubbornness, that I'm not going to come back. I'm not going to do this. Would I have advised him to come back? Yeah, I would have been like, dude, Baltimore, you see that game? James Conner stunk. Come back now. Mm-hmm. They'll welcome you back. Even if Conner has a good game against Atlanta, you're going to get back here, and they're not going to be mad.
Right. I think we overrate conviction and how much we should appreciate that. If somebody's convicted to a stupid cause, that isn't something that's worth respecting.
There are some causes I'm generalizing there. Let me revise that. There are some horrible causes are convicted
to. If my cause is that the world is flat.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to come back and say, "You know what, Andrew, that is one of the stupidest things you've ever said, but I got to admire how convicted
you are." You're right. Can I revise that briefly?
Go ahead.
When it's a situation like this, where it's not life or death or like hate-filled or things like that, right? When it's something where a reasonable person could see both sides of the argument, if one side of it that's much less popular happens to have some convictions about it and sticks to them, I respect that.
Right.
Not in every case.
Okay, so I think then what is being debated and argued is that whether or not there are two sides to this.
Well, there absolutely are. There's the teams and then there's the players. There's labor and management.
There's the teams, but did Bell have a worthwhile cause? Is he doing something that's worth respecting or appreciating? Like, I'm looking at Jim Trotter, who is getting killed on social media. He writes for NFL.com because he wrote that it's time to lay off Le'Veon Bell. Name of the article, Le'Veon Bell takes a stand with decision to sit. Trotter writes, props to Bell for living life on his terms. The All-Pro running back didn't do anything that violates the CBA, nor did he violate the terms of his contract he never signed. He simply made a business decision to protect himself against the possibility of serious injury and the financial loss that could come from it. And he goes on to write this. What's interesting is how some fans have turned on Bill. I believe they feel players should be grateful for being paid so much money to play a kid's game. I also believe there's a racial component. African Americans comprise roughly 70% of the players, and there is a segment of the population that views them as highly paid field hands who don't deserve what they're getting. I view Bell as a potential modern-day trailblazer. He is showing players that if they have the financial wherewithal and the personal conviction to stand for what they feel is right from a business standpoint, there is a path to greater rewards.
Only if they're great. The last part, I agree with pretty much everything he wrote there. The last part of it does sort of gloss over one important fact here. You have to be as good as Le'Veon Bell is, and he is great. Singular, almost, in terms of the way he plays his position, to be able to do what he did. I happen to think most players are aware that they are not as great as him, but I don't disagree with anything you just read from Jim Trotter. A lot of people don't get at, you said he was taking a ton of slings and arrows on Twitter?
Yeah.
Social media? A lot of people take slings and arrows when they say things that people know maybe deep down to be true and don't want to acknowledge as such. When they say things that strike a nerve. I agree with him. I agree with what's written right there.
Bell as the bad guy. And your reaction to everything that's happened in the last few hours, your reaction to Bell's decision to stay away. You've got a couple of guys that we just told you about here. Mark Schlereth, former player, Super Bowl winner, saying, you know, why do we only criticize the player? Why don't we criticize the team for not honoring contracts? Why don't they get in trouble for that? Why don't we call them out for that? And then you've got someone who writes for the NFL's website saying, lay off Le'Veon Bell. He doesn't deserve your criticism. He made a business decision. Respect his decision. And I want to get your reaction to that, Pittsburgh. How you feel about Le'Veon Bell? Do you think he's an idiot? Do you think that he deserves credit for making a business decision? Do you think we should respect his business decision? Do you think he deserves more criticism? Just want to get your thoughts here. You've had a day to react. It's Fallout Day. We've got players reacting. We've got the media, the national media reacting. We've got the local media reacting. We've got talk show hosts like Chris and I. And we've got listeners like you who want to get their opinions in on this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.